Welcome to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Hello, and thanks for being with me today. Our show is Inspired Marketing. We're going to be talking about all aspects of marketing your business or yourself and how to do it in a way that's actually fun. And I'd love to talk to you about how you can market yourself, your business, whatever it is that you want to in an inspired way. The numbers to call are 1-866-254-1579. That's toll-free, 1-866-254-1579. Or if you're phoning from the UK or outside the US, you can ring us on 001-760-918-4300. So I was thinking back about how to start the show, and I was thinking about years ago, probably about 15 years ago now, I was having a conversation with a guy named Rob Brydon. Now, you may or may not have heard of him, but he won a bunch of awards with the BBC for a comedy that he wrote and starred in called Marion and Jeff. And he's in a movie right now with Steve Coogan that's winning a lot of critical acclaim called Tristram Shandy. And he and I were both sort of just starting out in our careers back about 15 years ago. And he was sort of explaining to me how his first breakthrough, he had just booked a TV show where he was hosting, one of those shows where they talk about the movies. And he was saying how it happened for him. And what he said is that he said he used to complain to his wife all the time that he was as funny and as talented and as gifted as all the other people, that were doing what he wanted to do. So why was it that they seemed to all work all the time, or, for you, maybe it's they have all clients all the time, but he was still sitting at home. And he said, one day the answer finally dawned on him, and the reason that they were working and he wasn't had nothing to do with other people being more gifted than you are, or harder working than you are, or, that God's still mad at you for that thing you did in church when you were 14. It was because nobody knew who the heck he was. And he said that was actually a revelation to him. That, brilliant though he was in his, in the shower, that the vast majority of the world had never heard of him. So he began to take steps to address that. What he did in his business, he put together a demo tape of his routines and his voices, and he just sent them out to everyone that he could think of. Because that for him was inspired. He did it because by the time he did it, he was really excited about doing that. And he said slowly but surely people just started to notice. And he got his first job as a radio DJ, and then his second job was on TV, and he told me back then that he just planned to keep letting people know because for him that was fun. And, he just said, I'm going to keep letting people know I exist. No matter how long it takes, I'll make my way. And, Rob has made his way, and he's gone from strength to strength, and he's won awards, and he's delighted audience, and he's just a wonderful example to me of what can happen when you allow yourself to be inspired and you allow yourself to market. And in some ways, I call this the best-kept secret in marketing. And the best kept secret in marketing is invariably you or your business. So think about this for a minute. How many people actually know what you or your business do? I mean, is it 10 people? Is it 100 people? Is it 1,000 people? How many people have actually experienced you or your business doing what it is that you do? Is it 5 people? Is it 50 people? Is it 500 people? No matter what field you're in, the numbers are always going to be the same. The more people who know what you're up to, the more people are going to be buying whatever it is that you're selling. And really, that's kind of one of the keys to marketing. So we're going to go to the phones. We're going to start taking your calls. If you want to get in, the numbers to call are 1-866-254-1579. Or from outside the United States, you can reach us on 001-760-918-4300. And we're going to go to Marge in San Diego. Marge, welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
Oh, hi.
Hello there.
My husband, I don't know. It seems like every time we get a new position, the company that he works for they downsize.
And right.
His position is always getting eliminated, and we keep moving and moving.
He doesn't carry a pet albatross with him, does he?
What do you mean?
Oh, traditionally, that was the, if an albatross came on your ship, you were in trouble.
Oh, I don't know.
So, okay, so every time he goes to a new company, then he winds up getting downsized. About how long? Is it like within a month, within 6 months,
no,
within a year?
No, a year.
Okay.
We just moved here a year ago, and now they're letting people go, and he knows his position is going to be coming up eventually. He knows.
Right.
And the last position we were at, it was 3 years, but it wasn't a permanent position. He was only there sort of helping them, and they
right.
never really moved him in. And before that, he was with a company. I mean, I'm so tired of moving, and he's so tired of not being able to find the job where he can stay.
Okay. Now, is he doing work that he loves doing?
He's in finances, and he loves accounting, and that's what. But he's in doing accounting in the medical hospital setting.
Okay.
And I think he would like to get out of the medical, but still stay in accounting.
Okay, so if you, this may be an odd way of phrasing it, but if you were going to wrap that all up into one question, what would be the question you'd most like answered?
I guess my question is, where does he go from here? Where can he search, or where does he need to find his answer?
Well, it sounds like you've just begun to touch on it when you say that he's thinking that he might want to leave medical, because if that's not what's exciting to him, in other words, if that's not what he just so wants to do, then every time that something like this happens, I mean, I listen to that kind of a pattern. You know, anything that happens more than three times, I think you may as well call it a pattern.
Right.
And so when I hear that kind of pattern, I happen to know the universe is fairly kind.
Right.
And so if the universe keeps kicking you out of a job, it's probably because it's the wrong job.
Right.
And so if it's also, you know, it would be one thing if he was going, oh, I wish I could stay because I love it and this is so great. Where can I get the next one? But if he's not doing that and the universe keeps kicking his butt out,
right,
then it makes sense while he's still employed, because it sounds like he's just waiting to be unemployed. He's not unemployed yet.
Right. He knows it's coming. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so make use of the time to really take some time now, knowing that a transition may be coming, to really start playing with and exploring what would make me go, wow. And don't worry at all about, well, how do I turn that into a job, or where would I do that? That comes later.
Okay.
Really allow yourself, you know, have him allow himself, help him allow himself, you know, a week, 2 weeks, to really just daydream and fantasize. No limits, no reality checks, no practicality, no is this good or bad, should I do this, how would I do this. You can do all that later.
Okay.
And, you know, a friend of mine puts it like this. He says, if wishes were horses and beggars could ride, what would you love to do? And when he's found that, and when he's really tuned into that, and it's a no-brainer, it's 100 on a scale of 1 to 100. You know, I in my book I talk about, you know, the power of wow. And,
right.
And, you know, I do a scale from 1 to 100 where 1 is, you know, shoot me now.
Right.
And 100 is, this could go on for eternity and I would be blessed.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, even 95 to 99 usually isn't quite it.
Right.
But when you find those hundreds, the fact that you still might not know exactly how you're going to get them becomes almost irrelevant.
Okay.
Because of the passion and the joy and the inspiration that's going to carry you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
Fantastic. So that's your homework, or his homework.
Okay.
And by all means, please check back in. I know you probably know geniuscatalyst.com. We have the forums where you can check in and update and get more help and advice and all sorts of good stuff there.
Okay.
Thanks for phoning in, Marge.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Okay. So we are talking about inspired marketing. The numbers to call are 1-866-254-1579, or from outside the United States, 001-760-918-4300. And I just want to share some of the strategies that you can use. Really, when I've studied marketing, it seems that for most things, you can kind of break it down into four strategies. And throughout the show, I'm going to be talking about the strategies. But the four basic strategies are, you can do things to get connected. In other words, you can use contacts, you can gather contacts, and you can sort of market by connecting into your own network, building your own network, or networking, connecting into other networks. You can market. The second strategy is getting your message out. So you might do that by just telling people about it, writing articles about it, speaking about it. Just everywhere you go, say what it is that you have to say. Share your message. There's a great story John F. DeMartini tells in his book, How to Make a Hell of a Profit and Still Get to Heaven. And he talks about how when he started work as a chiropractor in his new building, he used to ride up and down in the elevators, and he literally, in the time that it took from people to ride up and down the elevator, he had his sort of speech about, this is what I do, and this is what I'm all about. And it was a sort of bizarre, but for him, inspired, because he just loved doing it, way of getting his message out. He said by the end of the first week, he had 50 clients. And that makes a lot of sense, because if you love getting your message out, people are going to love hearing it. The third strategy is to make money marketing. In other words, use your other business ideas, create products, use things that will make you money as a way of promoting your business. And then the fourth strategy, and again, I'm going to go into all of these in more depth as we go on, is do anything you can to raise your profile. So that might mean publishing a book, self-publishing a book. That might mean getting PR. It might mean if you've got a website, doing things specifically designed to increase web traffic. It might even mean doing a radio show. Let's go to Nicole in Montreal. Nicole, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Oh, thank you so much. I do have a question.
Great.
Okay, now what do you think about eBay?
You know what, Nicole? We're coming up on a break. Can you hang out over the break?
Yes, of course.
Fantastic. I will pick right back up with Nicole after the break. If you want to get in our next segment, the number is to call her 1-866-254-1579, or from outside the United States, 001-760-918-4300. Our topic for today is inspired marketing.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are talking today about inspired marketing, and just speaking of inspired marketing, I just noticed that on HayHouseRadio.com, which you're probably on right now if you're listening, they, for the first time, have my new book available, which is called You Can Have What You Want. It's the UK edition, but they've got some a limited number of, I think they've got like, I don't know how many, but a limited number of copies, signed copies, available for sale in the United States, which you can order at a discount via the website, which is kind of fun. And also, just in case you didn't know, we went to number one on Amazon first week that we came out in the UK, and we are already on our second printing, and the book hasn't actually officially been released yet, so I'm very excited about that. And we are talking to Nicole in Montreal. Nicole, sorry about the delay. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, thank you. That's okay. Thank you.
Okay, hello. So what was your question? You were about to ask a question.
Yes, what do you think about eBay as a marketing tool?
Well, what about it as a marketing tool? In other words, in when you think about eBay as a marketing tool,
right?
Do you get excited at the possibilities?
Yes, I do. I mean, I've sold a lot on eBay, and I was wondering what you thought.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the three questions that I would always ask when somebody says, what do I think about a marketing strategy? Because
okay.
I think these are always relevant.
All right.
And the first question to ask yourself is, is it, as a marketing strategy, is it likely to attract the kind of people I want to work with and the number of people that I want to work with or sell to in this case?
Right, right.
So for you, is eBay, you know, is that likely to attract the kind of people and the number of people that you want to sell to?
Well, I do use eBay, and I use CD Baby as well because I'm a comedian and stuff to sell my
mm-hmm.
CDs and whatnot. So, I mean, I do sell a lot on eBay as well as CD Baby.
Okay, so it may be a good strategy, and this, a second thing to ask yourself is, you know, are you good at it? And it sounds like you are. It sounds like you know how to use those tools
and
do them well. You know,
yes.
And then the last question, if the strategy is basically sound, and if it's a strategy that you can use well,
right.
The only thing left, and this is the difference between marketing and inspired marketing, is does it sound like fun?
Yes.
You know, when you think about selling on eBay, does it appeal to you? You know.
Yeah.
Well,
it's absolute fun.
Then I tell you what, I think it sounds like an inspired, wonderful strategy for you.
Yes, definitely.
Now, let me ask you a question, though, because here's an interesting thing. There's a little game. You up for a little game?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I love games.
Okay. So I'm going to call this the marketing game.
Okay.
And you can do you get a pen and paper?
Yes, I do have.
Okay, so it's not, you know, if you don't, you can kind of do this in your head at first, but if you get a piece of paper, it's worth getting the piece of paper.
And I hope this is not math or anything.
Oh, no, no math at all.
I don't like
well,
math.
Well, come on, unless the math is, how many CDs do I have to sell?
Oh, okay.
We can do that math, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
I mean,
there you go. All right. We're not going to do that math, but I just want to make sure that we could. Okay.
So I hate math.
So turn the paper sideways, you know, so that it's longer going across than up and down.
Okay.
And I want you to divide it into six columns.
Okay.
Okay, and at the top of the first column, I want you to write complete strangers.
Complete strangers. And that would be the people who buy my CDs.
That might be people who buy your CDs, sure.
Okay. Do you think I'm funny?
Well, you know,
okay,
I laughed slightly more than during my first call, so, I mean, relatively, I guess, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, okay, second column, I want you to write, know who I am.
Know
people
who
know who I
am. That's important. This is the important one. Okay.
Third column, have sampled my work.
Okay.
Fourth column is have paid for my work.
Okay.
Fifth column is regular customers.
Okay.
And sixth column is raving fans.
Oh, okay.
Now, when you're doing this, if you do this at home or for Unical, what you then are going to do, and we're not going to take the time to do all of this on the show, but I want to just play with it a little bit.
Okay.
You fill in the columns as best you can,
okay.
And if you don't have to put individual names, you can put groups. So it's like you might put, you know, people who know who I am. You might put, well, the seven people on the 100 hits I got on eBay.
Right.
You've sampled my work. You might put however many downloads you got.
Right.
Paid for my work. Well, that's the number of sales that you got.
Okay.
And so on across the board. But also expand it out beyond eBay. Expand it out to any way that people have found out about you.
Oh, okay, okay. So it's basically...
So that when you're done, you're going to have a pretty comprehensive list of either individuals or categories of individuals.
Okay.
And what you're going to notice is some of those columns are going to be very crowded.
Okay.
And some of them are going to be pretty empty.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And here's the game. Here's going to be your homework for next week. And again, if you're playing along at home, this you can make this yours.
Okay, great.
Choose one transition area to focus on this week. So it might be taking people from complete strangers to knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be taking your regular clients and seeing how many of them you can turn into raving fans.
Oh, well,
whichever two columns inspire you to work with this week.
Yeah.
And see how many people you can transition from one column to the next.
Okay. All right.
And that one game, for a lot of people, if they get inspired by it, is a wonderful way. It comes from my friend Jay Perry. He's just a wonderful life coach, and he used this with actors and comedians in New York for years.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it's just a wonderful way of really building your audience.
Oh, wow.
And it's just as effective, you know, in a regular business as well.
Okay.
So that's your mission should you choose to accept it.
I choose to accept it.
Well chosen. Okay, thanks for phoning in, Nicole.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if you want to get in, the number's to call 1-866-254-1579. That's toll-free, 1-866-254-1579. Or from outside the United States, you can phone us on 001-760-918-4300. I want to talk a little bit more about these strategies. Let's start with the first of the four strategies I talked about, getting connected. So each of the strategies that I'm about to list, and again, this may be a show where you want to have a pen and paper handy if you haven't already got one, because I'm going to be giving more information than I sometimes give in these shows. So here are some of the strategies you can use to get connected. And each one will enable you to leverage your current contacts, but also it'll help you focus your attention on cultivating client-attracting or customer-attracting relationships. So the first strategy is to phone a friend, and that's like direct marketing and referrals. So phone a friend is a great strategy if you either have a great network of people who like and respect you, you have a clear message, you love talking on the phone, you love keeping in touch, you love tracking contact and following up, you're willing to be shameless about letting people know how to help you, you're good at training people to effectively talk about what you do for you. And if you actually start to use that strategy, you might do things like send a letter about your business to everyone you know. Or you might ask all your friends to have a sample session with you, or use a sample of your product, or you might just establish regular hours where you're available for people, where they can just check in with you and find out more. And you can also think, just what else would you do? Now, as well as phone a friend, if you want to use this basic get connected strategy, you might phone a stranger. I call it cold calling for fun and profit. And again, that's a great strategy for you if you've got a pretty thick skin. You don't take things like, I'm not interested, I don't want it, no thanks, you don't call me again. If you can listen to all that and not take it personally, if you don't mind leaving voicemail messages all day long, you're good at following up, you love keeping in touch, and you get that most people actually like it when you call them, then that's a great strategy for you. Now, if that sounded like your idea of hell, don't do that one. That's the wonderful thing, is there will always be an inspired strategy for you to use. You do not need to do what anyone else does. You need to find the strategy that you recognize, boy, this could work, and not only could it work, I could make it work, and not only could I make it work, I'd really love to do that. And those are the three elements of an inspired marketing strategy. So again, we're going to just stick with this one to the break, getting connected. What about FaceTime? What about attending networking events? So again, if you enjoy meeting new people, you are good at succinctly introducing yourself like John DeMartini in the elevator, you don't mind following up, you make a good first impression, then you can do things like join industry organizations. You can become part of a professional networking group. You can join a local chamber of commerce or whatever the groups are where you live. Again, you can explore what else you might do. And then the other two big strategies that I like to use here are strategic alliances and what I call team time, really. And again, if you enjoy sending referrals to people, you're good at cultivating raving fans, like I was talking with Nicole about, you know or can get to know people who are in close contact with your ideal clients, then cultivating strategic alliances is a wonderful thing. You get to know a lot of coaches, a lot of consultants, a lot of people who do what you do. You get to collaborate with practitioners of other things, and you can offer services jointly. You can exchange referrals. And again, if you're listening to me talking, you're going, what is he talking about? This probably isn't the strategy for you. But if you're getting more and more excited as you listen, then it probably is. So all of those strategies are just one of the main strategies. They're all just part of getting connected. We're going to talk more about this. I'm going to talk more to you about what would help you market yourself and your services and your product more effectively and in a more inspired way. If you want to get in the next segment, the numbers to call are 1-866-254-1579. Or from outside the United States, you can ring us on 001-760-918-4300. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are talking about inspired marketing today, and if you want to talk about strategies for marketing, blocks to marketing, how you can get inspired about your own marketing, the numbers to call are 1-866-254-1579. That's 1-866-254-1579, which is toll-free. And also, while you're listening, I would just love, even as you're listening to other people talk, if you're listening to me share strategies, I want you to think about, what would I love to do? If I could do anything to market my business, to market myself, to market my product, what would it be? And while you're thinking about that, we are going to talk to Ray in San Francisco. Ray, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
I wanted to check in with you about a comment you said a couple minutes ago about starting your own radio show. And I work on internet radio, and I think a lot of people don't realize how easy it is to start your own internet radio show. There seems to be this, well, it's a barrier to entry there. I have to get approval in order to do that. But actually, you could start a radio station tomorrow and start broadcasting to millions of people.
No, that's brilliant. It's absolutely true. And in fact, when I first started on internet radio, that was exactly how I started it. It's sort of the radio equivalent of self-publishing.
Exactly.
So do you mind sharing? So it sounds like you actually know how to do that. Do you mind sharing some strategies for people who are listening who might actually be interested in beginning to do that?
Sure thing. And actually, what's interesting about internet radio is a tipping point we're seeing is about 7 million people a week are logging on to listen to internet radio. So it's no longer a small medium. But what people don't know is that with services, I work with one of the largest internet radio network and actually inspire people all day long to start their own internet radio station, and that's on Live 365. And we get about 4 million people coming to our network alone just to listen to inspired messages, different kinds of music, different kinds of opportunities. And it's incredibly low cost to get involved.
So let me do this, and I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to try and stop this from turning into a commercial for a rival radio station. But at the same time, what you're saying is very relevant. If you were going to give three pieces of advice to somebody who's thinking about or interested in or kind of excited by the possibility of starting out in internet radio, what would the three pieces of advice be?
One is to really believe that you can do it, because
great,
a lot of the technology can be intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually a lot simpler than a lot of people will make you believe. So one is just to know that it's doable.
Okay, brilliant. What's number two?
Number two is just to get really clear about what your message is, because people will find you. The way that the internet is set up is it's really search-based. So if you know exactly who you're trying to reach and you know the words to use, they will find you. So it's really about being clear about what you do and the people that you're trying to connect with.
Okay, so I believe I can, and I recognize that people will find me.
Exactly.
That's my third piece of advice.
Do it. Don't
cool.
put it off.
And you know what I really appreciate about your call in, Ray, and we're going to let Ray go. We're going to move on. But what I really appreciate about that call is Ray sounded so inspired about what she did and about that whole internet radio thing. And that's the trick. If you listen to that and you kind of went, that sounds like a good idea. No, that's not inspired. That's a different part of your brain. And that part of your brain tends to get you into trouble unless you happen to be a really disciplined person, which unfortunately most of the people that I work with don't seem to naturally have that. And you know, but when you get inspired, when you get as excited about an idea as it sounds like Ray was about internet radio, then absolutely the energy will carry you through all the difficulties and all the problems. Let's go to Steve in the United Kingdom. Steve, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm great.
Excellent, excellent. Michael, you were talking earlier about an elevator pitch.
Mm-hmm.
What I would call an elevator pitch, the chap going
sure,
up and
just
down.
Sure, people who might not know. It's such a 30-second soundbite version of what you do that you could, if you were riding up and down an elevator like John DeMartini did, that you could actually make a pitch for what you do.
Yeah, I think for me, I just need to wonder if you had any key points that you should make in that pitch, because I tend to get a little bit too passionate and I don't get through everything I want to say. So, you know, you obviously practiced it, but were there any key points that you would suggest that somebody would use for that, things you must actually say in that 30 seconds?
Well, I think for me, the advantage of working on an elevator pitch, and if it's something you haven't done, I definitely recommend that you do it, even if you're never going to use it.
Yeah.
Because the fact is there aren't, unless you are really into the networking, so if you're using the get connected strategy, where you're going to really use networking to market your business, then absolutely having a tight elevator pitch, a tight sort of 30 seconds, this is what I do, this is how it benefits you, is incredibly useful. But even if you're not going to use it, the process of having to hone your business down, and I'm going to give you some specifics in a minute, Steve.
Okay,
but the process of having to hone everything that you do, which I'm sure is very complex and very amazing, into only 30 seconds will teach you more about the essence of what it is that you do than another 5 years of doing it.
Yeah.
So here's what I find is really important, Steve. One thing is to be able to explain it. You might not wind up using this language, but to do the 30-second pitch as if you were talking to a six-year-old.
Okay.
In other words, how would you explain what you do if you had to explain it to a six-year-old? Because very often, to get it that simple, to simify it down, my brother wrote his thesis was called On Making Sense of Making Sense. And I remember he gave it to me to read, and I thought it was quite brilliant. But one thing I noticed as I went through it, and I commented on to him, as I said, the thing that kind of is confusing to me about this, because it was a graduate thesis, there's no big words. And he said, yeah, it took me an extra month to get rid of them all. And so there's something really powerful about forcing yourself or allowing yourself to get that simple and get it down that basic. Second thing is to look at, the way I like doing features and benefits is I like to look at a feature. So for those of you who don't know, so a feature would be something like I offer 30 minutes of coaching once a week. That's a feature. That's how it works. The benefit of that feature would be, so because I offer that, you know that you're never more than a week away from insight and inspiration and a place to touch base. That's a benefit. But don't leave it there. In other words, then go, okay, given that benefit, what are some other features that I could put in? In other words, what are some other ways that I could also help people feel in touch and know that they're never going to go more than a week without inspiration? And how can I build on that? So that's sort of one of those things, you widen it out before you narrow it down.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
And then I'd say probably the third thing that I would do in if I was going to put together a new elevator speech today is I would just practice it until I really enjoyed saying it. Because, you know, and that's going to be to do with how you decide to language it.
Yeah.
So in many ways, you know, you say, oh, I'm too passionate, I go on too long. Like I say, unless you're really following going to networking groups where they really do only give you 60 seconds,
yeah,
it's your passion that's going to keep people interested anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you're actually trapped in an elevator with them, maybe tone the passion down, because, you know, it's a confined space and people freak. But
yeah. But
otherwise, the passion's a good thing.
Good.
I'd rather listen to you ramble for 5 minutes passionately than listen to you uninspired for 30 seconds.
Yeah, monotone standard speech that you're not really interested in, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you for phoning
in. Well, thank you. And the book's great, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. So, just want to, we're going to go back to the phones in a minute, but I just want to give you a couple ideas for getting your message out. That was one of the other strategies I talked about. So, you might get your message out by building an email list or a newsletter list. You might want to get your message out by getting in front of people, delivering free or low-fee talks, workshops, teleclasses. And I say these, notice if any of them inspire you. Okay, you might want to get your message out by getting it in writing, by writing for periodicals, for journals, and for online publications. You might want to get your message out by advertising, by using print or radio or TV advertising. And you might get your message out by actually giving away a bit of the store and creating free resources that you can share with people. So with that in mind, let's go to Denise in Oakland. Denise, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Oh, hi, Michael. I had a question kind of along the lines of what you were just talking about. Just to tell you real quick, basically, I was in the corporate world for a long time and had like a high-tech position and have left that company. And I'm starting a totally different venture, doing something that I really love with dogs. I'm going to do a business that's like a doggy daycare and grooming and boarding, you know, the whole thing.
Very cool.
I'm excited about it, and I'm just
Let me know when you set up in L.A.
Could you use my service, though? That
I
would be great.
Indeed, yeah.
So I'm kind of, you know, wanting to see what would be a good start off point to really. I really want it to kind of take off with a bang, I guess. And you know,
So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. We're coming up towards a break, and what I would love to do with you after the break is I'd love to actually coach you through. I'm going to run through a bunch of strategies with you.
Oh, that would
and,
be great.
And just it would be a wonderful demonstration, I think, for people listening to really see how you can kind of hone in on the passion.
Okay.
You up for that?
Yes.
Okay, so hang on. We're going to be back after a short break. The numbers to call if you want to get in our fourth and final segment today will be 1-866-254-1579, or from outside the United States, 001-760-918-4300. We are talking about inspired marketing, and I hope you are getting inspired about the process of marketing yourself for your business or your product. We will be right back after this.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Welcome back indeed for one final segment of our show on inspired marketing. If you want to get in this last segment, the number is 1-866-254-1579. And we are speaking with Denise in Oakland. Denise, welcome back.
Yes, hello.
Okay, so let's start with the four basic strategies. If you tune in right now to your body, and what you're tuning in for is as I say these four things, I want you to notice which one do you start to feel most alive when you hear it and when you begin to think about it. So
okay.
Strategy one is getting connected. It's really to do with all different aspects of networking as a way of promoting your business. Strategy two is getting your message out. So it's really all about all the different ways that you can get your, what it is that you really want, what your message to the world is, that you can get it out there, whether it's through speaking, through writing articles, through advertising, any way that you can think of. The third strategy, these are the big strategies, is to make money marketing, where you're using products, you're using other business ideas that are going to make you money as a way of marketing whatever it is that you want to market. And then the fourth strategy is raising your profile, whether that's by becoming an author, by using PR, by you know, actively increasing your web traffic, anything like that. So as you think about each of those strategies, getting connected, getting your message out, making money marketing, or raising your profile, which one do you have that little ooh?
Well, I guess what would be, is kind of what I'm wondering about would be, the, of course, making money marketing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Let me share some ways that you can do that. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to run through it. And again, as you listen, I just want you to check, does this excite me? Or does it sound like a good idea? Because a good idea is death to inspiration.
Okay.
But inspiration always leads to good ideas. So here's the first one. One way to make money marketing is to host free events. And if you, you know, so this is a great strategy. If you've got an attractive space that you have access to, you know lots of people locally to you, you'd be happy to invite people you didn't know into your attractive space, and you make a good impression in person, and you're excited about the idea of like a salon or a tea party atmosphere, then there's a bunch of different ways that you can use that. So on a scale from 1 to 10, where 10 is, this is better than great sex, and 1 is, oh, God, please, no, never, where's that for you?
To have an event?
Yeah, to host an event.
That would be good. I'd say like a 6 or 7.
Okay, hang on to that.
Okay.
Because you're going to learn what the difference is between different ones. So here's another way to make money marketing. One way to make money marketing. And by the way, these ideas were developed. I developed them with a wonderful coach named Michelle Lisenberry Christensen, and I do want to just not only acknowledge her contribution, but point her. She's got a wonderful website at www.successandspirit.com. So do check that out. So here's another one. Market an introductory product. So if you've got some kind of product or an idea for a product that your ideal customers would like, but it's a, you know, just a basic product, and you've got a way of producing it very low cost, or you've got a budget, and if you're excited about sort of the idea of creating a sort of a look, it's a product, I've got a product, and if you understand the whole idea of upselling, and you've got a system or are willing to kind of research a system for keeping in touch with the people who would buy it, then this is a great way to market. So that one, again, on a scale from 1 to 10, where 10 is ecstasy and 1 is agony.
Hmm.
What does that sound like to you?
Well, because it's kind of a service-based business. So I guess if you meant that I could market the service rather than
yeah, you
like
market the service via the product.
I'm not sure. I don't know how I could do that. You mean like something like a new kind
of for example, a lot of coaches, one of the ways that they market their services if they use this strategy is what they'll do is they'll create a CD. And it will just be a fairly inexpensive CD. It may even be inexpensive enough that they give it away on their site. You know, if you sign up for my e-zine, get this free CD.
I see. Okay.
So that would be an example of that strategy. And it's sounding like it's not really rocking your world.
I guess I'm having a hard time kind of grasping it. But when you said CD, like, for example, because it's it would be a dog, doggy training type. It's going to be a dog
sure,
training.
Sure, it might be like a dog toy.
Right, or something like, or maybe the person I'm working with could have dog training tips on a CD.
Sure, or
something like that.
Little pamphlet that you could pick up that, or you could buy for a dollar, you know, that was like, you know, the 5 most important things you need to know about training your dog.
Right. Well, that could be something that I think could possibly work. Like, we could put it on our site.
Okay, what I'm hearing, though. I'm hearing the voice of reason. And I'm
like
listening
I'm
for the voice
of
inspiration.
Of
okay, so that's fine. That's absolutely fine. And one of the reasons that I'm really grateful that you're willing to go through this with me is because, you know, there's somebody right now who's listening at home and is kind of going, oh, you mean just because an idea could work doesn't mean I have to do it? All of these ideas could work. What you're looking for, what we're looking for here, is the one that would thrill you.
Okay.
So here's another one. Okay? To speak at, like, conferences, trainings, retreats, to just, you know, really get out there and sell your time as an expert on, in your case, dogs. You know, where people would pay you to talk to them about how to look after their dogs.
Well, that would be because in my other position, I was in a managerial, you know, so I was used to doing like sales meetings and things like that. So I guess in that respect, I would be comfortable talking about it because I'm excited about what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
and again, that's one of the three tests. Remember, our three tests for a strategy are, would it work in my industry field? Would I be good at it? And then finally, would I love to do it?
Well, I think I would love to do that.
Okay, so boom, I'm hearing a bit of passion there. So,
yes.
You know, where are we on that one, 1 to 10?
Well, that one I'd be passionate about talking about the actual service and business that we're doing, but I would have to have my dog expert with me, I guess is what I'm saying, that I'm not the expert in the field.
Cool. So again, you're trying to, it's premature practicality here.
Okay.
If you knew that you could do it.
Yes.
In other words, we'll get the details later. But if you knew that you could do it, would you love to do it?
Yes, I would do it.
Okay, boom. So that's the beginning of a strategy that might really start to work for you. Because that's the thing, is when you choose the inspired strategy, it tends to work. It's
okay,
just really cool.
I see what you're saying. Exactly.
Okay, so let me give you just one more that sort of fits this category of making money marketing. I call it leveraging your hidden assets. So that's where you transition from another product or service to the service that you're trying to promote. So, for example, for you, it might mean taking the people that you've been working with or the industry that you've been working with and using those people as the start off for this business. So it would be, hey, so what was the business you've been in?
I was in communications. I worked for a big communications firm.
So this strategy would be just starting out and going not only to your communications firm, but to all the firms that you knew and going, hey, I've developed doggy daycare for the communications industry.
Okay, that would be great. I would feel comfortable doing that.
And boom, and again, I can hear in your voice already, you're kind of like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that's giving me some ideas.
Okay, boom. So boom, you just found your first inspired marketing strategy right there. And if you're listening, I hope that you kind of could hear that in her voice and that you'll be able to hear it in your own voice, feel it in your own body. Because as soon as you tap into something like that, the ideas start to flow. And instead of marketing being hard work and, oh boy, I guess I need to market, it becomes exciting again. It becomes another exciting part of doing business. And when you're inspired about your marketing, it becomes almost effortless.
Well, I'm really excited about the idea, and I think it's going to be successful, and I love working with dogs, and so I'm kind of excited to get the word out. I mean, I want to tell everybody, you know, hey, I've got this great idea. It's going to be doggy daycare, and we're going to have grooming.
I'm there. As soon as you move down to LA, I'm in. I mean, I'm tempted.
We'll give
to
you a good deal
just so I can use you.
Well, you gave me some ideas, so that's good. It's a start.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for phoning in, Denise.
Thank you.
Okay, we are coming to the end of another show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I would like to particularly thank Joe, Sonny, and Kyle in the studio for helping me out. Next week, we're going to be talking about the 5 secrets of making success fun. And this is one of my favorite subjects in the world. In fact, I've got a whole course called Success Made Fun that is available at my website, www.geniuscatalyst.com. And it's a 365-day e-course. And we started on January 1st, but we have a new program starting on May 1st. So if you go to the website, you check out the Solutions Cafe at geniuscatalyst.com. And if you sign up between now and the beginning of May, there's a brand new program starting, and it's free with your membership that will start at the beginning of May, on May 1st, in fact. And also, if you're listening to the show live, I want to be sure to just wish you a happy Easter and a happy Passover. We will be back next week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And again, I'll just review those strategies as we're fading out. Get connected. Get your message out. Make money marketing, and raise your profile. Have fun and learn heaps. I'll talk to you next week.